gunmen were also killed.
This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A strike involving more than 8,000 King Soopers employees has ended after 10 days of demonstrations. The union representing the workers says it's reached a tentative 3-year deal with the company to end its strike. Details about what's in the proposed contract will not be made public until next week, when members will vote on whether to ratify the agreement. Union President Kim Cordova says employees can start returning to work today. Colorado's unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since the start of the pandemic. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
In December, unemployment dropped to 4.8%, down from a historically high rate of 12.1% in April 2020. According to the state's Labor Department, Colorado has gained back nearly 90% of its non-farm jobs that were lost in the first few months of the pandemic, which exceeds the national rate. Colorado has recovered from the COVID-19 recession faster than it did the recession of the early 2000s and the Great Recession. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
And find more news online at cpr.org. Western portions of Metro Denver has a winter weather advisory in effect that includes the foothills and Boulder. Some spots could get up to 8 inches of snow, making for a dangerous commute. The advisory ends at midnight. Right now in Denver, it's 33 degrees, Vail 26, Grand Junction 34. This is CPR News at 6:06.